Happy Tuesday. Today we are going to talk about the customer experience. Is it completely up to us, or is it based on the perception of that customer? To find out more, check it out after the intro. Here we go.
This is the Find the Green podcast with your host, PGA Master Professional, Jason Rockhold.
Hello and welcome. Like I said at the beginning, we're going to talk a little bit about how a customer's perception of their experience is what their experience ends up being. We can go out and make the most perfect scenario. We can cut the greens to the exact height that it needs to be cut. Every fairway's cut. The bunkers are perfectly raked. The sun is shining beautifully out. And that customer can still have a poor experience based on things that are sometimes out of our control. So the reason why I bring this up is there's a lot of golf courses that get poor responses and truly take it offensively that this person is out to get them, or they really want to make the golf course look bad or feel bad. The most important thing that you can do when somebody posts a negative review is understand that that is the perception of that person. And if we are in the business of providing perfect playing grounds and that's it, then the staff can get offended and say, we had the golf course was set up absolutely perfectly, and from that point, it's no longer our problem. So have a great day. Sorry, we're not really going to do anything. Or you can be in the mindset that you are creating an experience for that customer. And if they had a poor experience, would you like to figure out why they had a poor experience? So if you show that you have that concern about the customer's experience in any of those reviews, you are steps ahead of the game from some other golf courses that literally are looking at it, getting offended by the review and almost defensive when they respond or if they respond. And I'm going to show you a couple responses that I've seen that are pretty negative or almost attack the person for their opinion or their experience that they had at the golf course. So let's start with the first one. This one is a half a star rating for out of five for a round. They had taken guests out to this golf course and received no warning that anything was going on or wrong at the golf course. And it appears they took some guests out there and everybody was charged full rate. The tee boxes were in the rough and the greens apparently were full of mange and fungus and algae death that had left them with 1/3 to 1/2 of the grass still on the greens. So there's a lot of different ways that you can respond to that. You know, even if the golf course is having a little bit of difficulty, which in seasonal climates can tend to have some problems with the changing over from the dormant to the full blown green grass. There are some issues that tend to pop up, but it's all a matter of how you prepare the people that are going out to the golf course. And if, for instance, in this one where this customer literally slipped through the cracks of not being told about the poor conditions, you have to be able to be apologetic. Now, this one, it appeared to kind of get away from them. Their response was pretty genuine at the beginning, and they were apologizing about how they had a poor experience and the mission for them is to have a great experience and sorry that they fell short on that. However, it goes on to say that they didn't have them listed playing on that day. They had them listed playing on a different day. They basically were going through and pointing out all the inconsistencies that the person had said in their review. And what that tended to do was basically just throw gas on the fire. And all of a sudden, the response from the person that wrote the first response just blew up on these guys. And it was not something that you want to see in the comments about a golf course. So one thing that you really want to make sure of is that you understand no matter how your course conditions are in your perception, they're always going to be slightly different in somebody else's perception. For example, if you were to go and play Pinehurst number 2 and you're used to playing low-end golf courses that aren't dedicated to manicuring every single spot on the golf course, you are going to think that this is the greatest, most beautiful experience that you've ever been to. Now, if you are somebody that's used to playing someplace like Augusta National and you go to Pinehurst and see a couple divots in the fairway that haven't been sanded or scratches on the green or something like that, that can really ruin that person's day because they're so used to playing perfectly manicured greens. So regardless of what your perception is as a golf professional or even your superintendent's perception of what that golf course is, every person that comes to your golf course is going to have their own personal perception of the conditions of that golf course. So by making sure that you focus on the golfer's experience, you're going to find that you will see a lot more happy people leaving your golf course. And to circle back around on that comment, I wanted to say that one of the biggest things that you can do is apologize for their experience, because regardless of anything that is inaccurate in what that person's saying, or if you feel as though they're attacking the golf course, the way that you respond to that review shows more to the people that are wanting to come and play your golf course versus that person that you're actually addressing. The thing about online reviews are people go online to read not only the review of the golf course by people that have been there, because just like I said before, a lot of these people are going to be anonymous reviewers, but the responses to those are only going to be from the golf course. So if you attack somebody and they're round saying, well, your review is bad and I'm sorry that you had a poor experience, but I noticed that you said that this was this and I know that that's not right. If you start to attack that person and their review, it's going to show anybody that's looking to come to your facility that you are going to react in a negative way if somebody has a poor experience. If they go to your golf course and they get on the ninth hole and there's a big hole in the middle of the green that is not the one that you're supposed to be putting in, and they come and address you and say, hey, we noticed that there's a big hole on number 9. Are they going to feel as though it's comfortable to tell you that and you'll be happy that they did and say, all right, well, that's thank you for telling us. We'll get out there and we'll fix it right away. Or are you going to be defensive and argumentative saying, well, it wasn't there this morning when we put it together. I can't believe that you would say that we did that to you. That kind of attitude is what really makes an experience a poor experience. Now, for a second example, I'm showing another golf course that it appears that they had aerified their greens and they actually didn't tell anybody before they had got there that the greens were aerified. And sometimes that happens, it slips through the cracks and somebody answers the phone in a hurry and books a tee time and doesn't tell them, hey, you know, we have aerified greens, and they come out and they're frustrated or disappointed. Now, this golf course actually responded in a great way. They said, I am sorry that you had a poor experience. We would like to make it up to you. Please send me your information. And they have an email address on here for them to send it to. We would like to make it up to you. Have a great day. So now it shows that that golf course is not only looking for you to have a good experience and disappointed that you had a poor experience, they want to make it up to you. They want to make sure that when you think of that golf course, you have a good experience in your mind. And that reaction that's being shown in the comments says to anybody that's coming, wow, if I go to that golf course and I have a poor experience, they're going to make it up to me. And that kind of assurance is going to truly start to build a following at that golf course. So there's a couple examples of how you can respond to somebody that had a poor experience from their perception. But one thing that you can do is kind of set up the day. And what I mean by that is expectations of their experience are what make them either happy or sad. So if they they go out and they are expecting the golf course to have aerified greens, and they pay accordingly, or they get a bonus accordingly, or even if they just know in advance that they're going to have aerified greens, then they will have that expectation in their mind. So when they choose to play golf on that day at your golf course, they are fully aware that they are coming out to play golf on aerified greens. That alone will give you so much more lenience when it comes to how the greens are responding. If the greens are punched and, like this one comment said, has about a third of the grass is gone from the green, well, an aerified green shows that you are making an effort to get that back to perfect shape. And by telling the person in advance that the greens are aerified, you're going to get a little bit more lenience when it comes to their experience, because their perception of the event is that they were coming out to play a golf course that is trying to fix the greens. Perception is huge. So really make sure that you concentrate all of your thoughts on the perception of the customer. If they come in and they say, hey, well, I thought that it was going to be this way, find out why they thought that. Not in an accusation way, but say, okay, well, I'm sorry that you had a poor experience, and I was wondering why you felt that it was going to be this way. Did we not communicate with you that it was going to be an aerified green situation? Or did you feel that aerification was going to be lighter with a smaller hole and it wasn't going to affect the putt that much? Or do you know what aerification is at all? You know, somebody could call up, a beginner could call up and say, hi, I'd like to come out and play golf at your golf course. And the employee could say, yeah, come on out. We have a lot of open times because we just aerified the golf course, but you're free to come out and play whenever you'd like. And they come out and there's heavy machinery that's driving around trying to fix all the different things. And they weren't aware that aerification meant that you were actually fixing the greens the way that we do during aerification. So it's all a matter of making sure that when that person comes back and they acknowledge that they had a poor experience, find out why, because their perception is the reason why their experience was not as good as they feel it should be. So by understanding their perspective, it can truly help you not only build a rapport with that person, because it shows that you're trying to understand what they're feeling or how they're feeling, and trying to make some corrective measures that will allow them to be in a much better place when it comes to their feelings about the golf course. Because ultimately, like I said at the very beginning, we are there to provide an experience. It's not all about how perfect the golf course is. It's all about providing an experience. And by setting the expectations of that experience before the round happens or before they even come to the golf course, it allows for them to change venue if that is not exactly what they were looking for in their experience for that day. So being upfront early, front loading expectations can definitely help you get through the round when your golf course is not in the greatest condition. Now, you'll notice that I mainly have talked about the golf course condition, but expectations can be anything from how many times the beverage cart came around to, do they serve real food in the 19th hole? Did I see a ranger all day? Why is the parking lot so full when there's only 20 people on the golf course? There are a lot of expectations that happen when people come to the facility, and it's your job to not only communicate what you are going to provide and give them the expectations ahead of time, but it's also your job to live up to the expectations that you told them you are going to provide. Now, when you fall short on those expectations by either not providing the service level that you had told them you were, or you didn't tell them what kind of experience they're going to have, and so their expectations can be all over the map, that really leaves you wide open to getting some poor reviews. So, number one, I recommend right away, give them an idea of what their experience is going to be ahead of time. If they're cart pass only because it rained for the last 10 days, tell them that when they make the call. If they're making tee times online, put it right there on the online site that the golf course will be cart path only because of excessive rain. All of these things things can be done in advance of them purchasing their round at your facility. By having that out front before they press the buy button or before they actually come to the golf course and they're about to pay their money to come out and play the round, if you show them ahead of time or tell them ahead of time that there are some things that they need to be expecting when they go out there, it will allow them to make that decision whether they want to play with that expectation of something like that happening, or do they want to make a choice and go somewhere else. Doing this will save you so many headaches and increase your star rating in all of your reviews by a lot. So truly make sure that you are communicating your expectations for the customer so that when they come out, their perception of their experience can be a lot more in line with what you are providing. All right, that's all I got for you today. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday. See ya!
Thanks for listening to this week's Find the Green podcast with PGA Master Professional Jason Rockhold. Hit subscribe now to get the latest Find the Green podcast with new episodes uploaded every week. Email your questions and comments to jrockhold@pga.com or reach out on your favorite social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Find the Green.